want you just to be reading. We want to inculcate into all of our people the necessity to study for their people systematically. Systematically, not haphazardly, not up and down, not when somebody attacks you, but all the time. The Ku Klux Klan doesn't just attack us when we do something to them, we do nothing to them. They sit down and plan proper attacks on us. While we're sleeping, they planning. And the only time we react is when they hit us. Ooh, do something. Right after they go away, we sit down again. When they stay over, they're planning for the next attack. Consequently, we must constantly be plotting and planning our way out of oppression. All right, in the back we have a table. Those of you interested in finding out about our party, and ours is a serious party now. When you come to our party, you come to work for your people. You come to work for your people. Nothing becomes more important than work for your people. As students, of course, you must put the interest of the mass of the people above your own individual interests. The capitalist system confuses you, making you put in above the interest of them, but you must never do that. We tell you what we always tell you now. If you don't join our party, you better join another organization working for your people. Because unity of thought only comes from organization. Unity of thought only comes from organization. Do you know even in a gang they have unity of thought? And not only that, not only do you get unity of thought, you get organizational discipline. If you're a member of the NAACP on this college campus, on a Friday afternoon when it's warm, everybody out there, sisters out there, everybody getting down, you have to go to a meeting for the NAA. Maybe three or four of you. You understand? Others out there dancing. If you're not disciplined, you'll never get to that meeting. You'll be outside dancing with the other 99%. And obviously you cannot be dancing with them. You have to bring them into the room. So we ask you, if you don't join our organization, the All African People's Revolution, join any organization working for your people. If you don't belong to ours, you should belong to the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. If you don't belong to that one, you should belong to the Nation of Islam. If you don't belong to that one, you should join the Urban League. If not, the Southern Christian Youth Conference. If not, the All African People's Socialist Party. I mean, there are so many. If you really care about advancing your people's struggle, you've come to see today, if you've never seen before, that the only way our people can be free is when they're consciously organized on the level of thought and action. You know, if you didn't know before, that our people have high levels of unity of action. We lack unity of thought. If you really want to make a contribution to your people's struggle, here's now, you must get up and make it. You must join organizations pushing for unity of thought in our community. Thank you. Ready for the revolution.
I want to thank Kwame for that very inspiring discussion with us. He's also